Z Horn.
Good morning, Tom, ND7J.
For Bob, do you have a good weekend?
I worked on the tower project a little bit more, and I'm getting pretty close to being ready.
Don't you think that tower may have a little inferiority complex standing next to you, big boy? Putting your 6 meter up on it?
Yeah, it's actually 2 6-meter beams on one mast, 2 3-element 6-meter beams on one mast.
Well, where are you off to this morning?
Went to Waynesville to look at a job that I'm not sure if I want or not. We'll see when I get there.
Good. There, Mr. Steve. Well, yeah, Bob, I'm heading to the doctor's so the vampires can draw blood this morning. And then I guess I'm going to go work on the pool and try to get back down here before too much of the day gets burnt out. Go ahead there, Steve.
You guys, Bob, how you doing? Tom, I hadn't heard you on there in a while, Tom. Good to hear you. Bob, is that 6 meter, one of them, is that the antenna from down at Piedmont, Gary down at Piedmont?
6 meter beam is the one that I picked up at your house that Gary and all of them guys made. And then I bought Phil's kit from him, and I put that one together, so I've got those two.
Have you used that antenna yet at all?
Laying on the ground still, I haven't. I used the three element by itself. I used that antenna, but I took all that down. That was on a mast. I took all that down, and now the stack is going on the tower.
Okay, well, good enough. Let me know how that thing does for voice up through the rest of the 6 meter band if you use it for that.
That's period. I put my SWR meter on it the other day. Of course, it's laying horizontally between two ladders, and it was pretty good right in the FT8 area, which is what I pretty much built the antenna for. So I'm not sure how well it's going to perform in the rest of the band, but I got to get it up in the air and stand it up. I mean, right now the SWR is about 2, but I'm figuring when it stands up and gets on the tower and everything, that's going to come down a little bit, but we'll see.
I used it for the FT8 end of the band, and it did great. But not so much up on the rest of the band for voice. So let me know how you do. I really couldn't tune it up there. So anyhow, we'll see. Go ahead, Tom. What's up with you? You going to get drawn blood? Oh my God!
I'm trying to fight through traffic on 221 to get back to 26 to get up here and drop off my donation.
You don't have any health issues then. You're just making a donation.
Getting to the top.
Bob, or did you just catch the tail end of that? I only caught the tail end of it, huh? Okay. Well, listen, y'all, both of you, be careful out there on the road today. I'm gonna jump out. I've got a dumpster coming up. I'm trying to clean my building out where I can have a contractor come in and expand a room or two and see what I can get going. So I'll let you guys go. Be careful out there. Don't run over anybody. 73's KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Go ahead, Tom.
44NGU.
Well, listen, if these guys get done, If they get done, call me on the HT here on your way in if they get done before 8:30.
Well, you can't go to 9-4 on HT.
This is 9-4. Is that Glassy Mountain?
No, that's Greenville, Paris Mountain.
You guys go ahead and take it. We're just jacking away.
mountain fell?
What is that? What's frequency?
Happy Mountain, what's the matter with me? That I'm talking about White Oak.
Roger, QSY.
Roger.